This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We now are joined by Chris Taylor, a Democratic state representative from Madison and a former legislative director for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, to talk about the bill that passed in the state assembly last week that would cut federal funding to Planned Parenthood. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Joy.
Well, thanks very much for being here. So what is wrong with this bill that passed the assembly last week on a 60-35 vote, all Republicans voting for it, all Democrats, including you, voting against it? Why is this a bad bill, in your opinion?
Well, what this bill really does is disrupt a whole state system, a network of family planning providers that was really put in place back in the 70s to make sure that women in every county had access to family planning services. And when I talk about family planning services, I'm not talking about abortion services. These public funds cannot be used for abortion services very explicitly. So what this bill did that unfortunately passed was basically erect barriers to women to try to get this care by taking some of the largest providers of breast cancer screenings, cervical cancer screenings, access to birth control, like Planned Parenthood, out of the equation and saying that they're not going to be eligible to receive any of these funds should the state now be the entity that gets these federal funds and distributes them. But it's not just Planned Parenthood that would be impacted. And I think that's a really critical point. Certainly Planned Parenthood is the target from Republicans. We have seen a whole suite of bills that purportedly go after Planned Parenthood. But in the process of doing that, they sweep up all kinds of other nonprofit family planning providers. And there's actually 9 other clinics that aren't Planned Parenthood clinics that are impacted by this bill, and they become ineligible to get state funds from the state of Wisconsin from family planning services. So it's a really, really damaging bill. We already have an access issue here in Wisconsin. 250,000 women really need access to these family planning services. They're low-income women, but they don't have access. So this bill's going to make it worse.
The bill's author, State Representative Andre Jacques, who we talked to in August, said that the Title X money should be going to places like county and local health departments as well as the Wisconsin Well Woman Program. So he says this money will go elsewhere and that access will still be there.
Right, and that's just totally incorrect. And this is, by the way, the lead sponsor, Andre Jacques, he opposes most forms of birth control. He opposes hormonal birth control, the birth control pill, the birth control patch. So this is also an ideological attack on access to birth control. But the reality is we've already had 5 family planning health centers close when Planned Parenthood lost state funding. So this bill deals with federal funding. Planned Parenthood already lost all state funding to go to preventative health services. When 5 clinics closed in rural parts of the state, there was no other provider that it went into those clinics to provide the care. County health departments are saying, look, we don't have the capacity to provide this care. Some county health departments don't even have a nurse practitioner on staff who can write a birth control prescription. They did not ask for this bill. They did not want this bill. In terms of the Well Women program, I'm a huge supporter of that program, but it doesn't serve women who are younger than 45. So primarily the women being served by the Well Women program are women past childbearing age. They have different health needs. Still, obviously, really important to screen that population for cancer, cervical cancer, breast cancer. But the Well Women program does not provide the same services. They don't provide the birth control, and they don't provide the STD testing and treatment. So though it's a really important program, it serves a totally different population of women. The very specific intent with this bill is to make accessing these services, family planning services, much harder. And what we know is that, as I said previously, we already have a need that's not being met. And so this whole system, this network of family planning providers that we've had in our state prior to Governor Walker was bipartisan. It was supported by Republicans. It was supported by Democrats because there's such incredible public health benefits to making sure that we're treating people who have STDs, to making sure that low-income women are being screened early for cervical cancer. I spoke with the medical director of the state hygiene lab who processes all of these cervical cancer screens that comes in from the family planning clinics. And he told me that every single day there's a diagnosis that comes back of cervical cancer that they see in the state hygiene lab. And these are samples coming in from this network of family planning providers. So what we know is these clinics, the access is so critical because it's saving women's lives every single day. It's looking at and making sure that women are getting that early treatment so they don't have, you know, they don't have full-blown cervical cancer. They don't have breast cancer. So it's super critical for access to birth control. We know women who plan in space pregnancies have healthier pregnancies. But this is also about women's lives. And unfortunately, it seems like my Republican colleagues are willing to sacrifice women's lives for political talking points. And that's really what seems to be motivating this bill.
We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Democratic State Representative Chris Taylor. She is a former legislative director for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Talking with her about this bill that passed in the state assembly last week that would cut federal funding to Planned Parenthood. We will also talk with her about a separate proposal to outlaw ban research on tissue, fetal tissue, taken from aborted fetuses. And we will welcome your questions and your reactions. Do you support or oppose this Republican push to defund Planned Parenthood? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll check news and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking right now during this half of our state capitol report with Democratic State Representative Chris Taylor discussing Planned Parenthood funding and a separate bill to ban the donation of fetal tissue from abortions. We welcome any questions or views you have on these bills at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Representative Taylor, you wrote a column a couple of months back titled Why We Must Defend Planned Parenthood. And this was around the time when undercover videos started showing Planned Parenthood officials casually discussing payment for fetal body parts. What do you say to people who were outraged by those videos?
Well, I think it's, first of all, people need to understand that there are only two affiliates in the entire country of Planned Parenthood that offer fetal tissue donations. So it's extremely rare. I worked for Planned Parenthood here in Wisconsin for 8 years. I never heard of anything like this because Planned Parenthood does not operate a program like this. So it's still exceedingly rare. You know, I understand that people, and I understand why people were upset. I don't think that the person who was speaking necessarily reflected the compassion and the empathy that I know embodies Planned Parenthood. But you can't extract what this person said, who's talking in a very kind of medical way. And the tapes that emerged, I actually watched quite a bit of the tape, unedited tape. The tape that emerged was very highly edited. And so there is an opportunity to go back and see the whole tape, and I think it puts it in context. But I think what people really need to understand is the people who are now leading the charge, going after using fetal tissue in research, these are people that have been trying to ban this practice for years. The bill that we see currently in the legislature, again by Andre Jacques, has been trying to introduce this bill for many, many sessions. So what they're doing is using these tapes as a justification for trying to stop this life-saving research. And they've been trying this, and they've been trying and attempting to do this for many, many, many years. And so the real question for people is, you know, is this going to stop? My Republican colleagues, some of them seem to believe that somehow this bill, banning fetal tissue, is going to stop women from having abortions. That's just simply not true. This is not an issue, if you talk to women who choose to have an abortion, that, you know, is usually on the radar screen of women when they're trying to decide what they're going to do. So that's not going to happen. The reality is, this bill, if it passed in its current form, and I'm hopeful that it will not, is going to stop research from going forward in our state on serious, serious illnesses that we've all been affected by. We all know someone who's had Parkinson's. We've all know someone in our families who's had Alzheimer's, somebody who's had cancer, a child who's been afflicted. And these are just devastating illnesses. And what we know through science is we have the capacity through these, you know, these heroes, in my opinion, who are at the UW-Madison mostly, doing this research, trying to solve these problems, trying to lessen human suffering. That's pro-life, what they're doing at UW-Madison. And we should let this continue, because what we know is this research is going to save somebody's life.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he does not have the votes to pass this bill that would ban research on aborted fetal tissue, but he says he's optimistic that he can come up with some sort of compromise that will pass by the end of the month. Is there any kind of compromise that you would entertain?
Well, I mean, obviously, we all support not allowing the sale of fetal tissue for profit, and that is actually the current law. You can't sell fetal tissue for profit. You can get your, the costs of procuring the fetal tissue, of shipping it, that sort of thing, but it cannot be for profit. If my Republican colleagues feel like we need some kind of state ban, I think that they might get bipartisan support of that, since it is already banned at the federal level. I know that this has been a very controversial issue in the Republican caucus, because you have people in that caucus, I'm sure, that have been impacted by these horrible diseases that this science could maybe someday cure. So I'm not sure what exactly we're going to see. I think they have to give this very extreme fraction of their caucus something. I mean, look what happened to John Boehner. We see the same thing happening in the state of Wisconsin, that this assembly caucus is in the grips of some of the most extreme ideology that I think we've ever seen in our state capitol. So they're going to have to throw something to these 20, 25 extremists in their caucus, because they are powerful, they're very vocal. But I don't know what that's going to look like. But what we stand for as Democrats is allowing this research to continue, is not saying we're going to draw a line in the sand and stop scientific progress. But I have to say, we have really seen an attack on science from these legislative Republicans, and this is the latest issue. For the UW and for the whole system, it would be devastating, absolutely devastating.
Let me bring some callers in. John in Green Bay is with us first. Hi, John.
Yes, good morning, and thank you. One of the questions I had was, when you talk of birth control, do you include abortion as part of that?
No. No, abortion is not a form of birth control.
Yeah, so what is your point, John, just to have
That was just a question. I didn't know if that was the case or not. And if it was not, then why not use fetal tissue for spontaneous abortions?
Well, I mean, I think they do try to. I think the scientists do try to use tissue from all kinds of sources. But the fact is that they get a lot of the tissue they need from research from aborted fetuses. But I think your first question, I just want to make really clear people understand this. Abortion is not a form of birth control. When I talk about birth control, really any advocate, any healthcare provider, it's preventing pregnancy, Abortion occurs after pregnancy. So the family planning services that have typically been covered with state funds and with federal funds do not include abortion, because it is not a form of birth control. Now, some of my colleagues say that birth control does cause an abortion. This is very extreme ideology. And this is what's driving some of these bills we're seeing, is an effort not just to make abortion illegal, but to really make it harder for women to get access to birth control.
Well, let's go to Rocky and Neshkoro next. Hi, Rocky.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. What do you think, Rocky?
Well, I was just wondering, if you bought, went out and bought a car, would you pay, make two payments on the same car? The reason I'm asking that is because we have Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, and we have this other thing. Why pay for the same thing twice? Obamacare was supposed to give free medical or whatever, medical available to all people. Why do we need to do two things?
Why do we even need Planned Parenthood? And I think he's specifically talking about as an abortion provider, Chris Taylor.
Well, Planned Parenthood, as I said, they get federal and state funds, not for abortion. Abortion has to be totally separate. They get federal and state funds to provide services for family planning, and partly why do we need them is because we don't have any other providers, frankly. These are not, there's not a whole lot of providers. As I said, five health centers shut their doors. Nobody else went in to provide the services because hospitals don't want to provide these services.
They don't want to provide
women.
That's what I mean. So you're talking about services like checking for STDs or cancer screenings.
Right. Mm-hmm. They are losing. These are low-income women who are participating. So they are losing money on every woman who walks through the door. Planned Parenthood is a non-profit provider. These other private family planning clinics are nonprofit providers. The other thing that's a bit different about our family planning program here in Wisconsin, at least for the time being, we go up to 200% of the federal poverty line. So Affordable Care Act goes up to 100% of the federal poverty line, which is only about it's about $15,000 for an individual. So these programs are designed to capture a broader base because we know the need is there. We know these women are still low income, and we know they're at risk. And so that's really the point of these programs. And in the long term, they save a lot of money because women get access to what they need. You know, when a woman gets pregnant who's low income, she gets Medicaid. And so by preventing pregnancy, by delaying that, the state saves money. By the early detection of cancer, certainly the state saves money. So these are really cost-saving programs in addition to providing the best public health outcomes.
And there, you say there's another bill in the works that would cut Medicaid reimbursement for birth control at all health centers?
At all family planning centers. It's very targeted, not just Planned Parenthood, all family planning centers. And this is actually almost more devastating than this last bill. It is going to make it very, very hard for these small independent family planning centers. There's one in Superior, and the director came down to testify against this cut. They won't be able to withstand a cut. They're already, Medicaid reimbursement rates are pretty low. Ask any provider, and they'll tell you the same thing. So this would actually, right now, there's a flat rate that health centers get, family planning centers get for dispersing birth control that's set by the state. This bill would cut that, seriously cut that, and really put these clinics in a situation where they couldn't economically survive.
So how do you see this fight resolving, specifically on the federal funding for Planned Parenthood?
Well, unfortunately, I think it's going to pass. You know, I think it is going to get through the Senate. If you look at the suite of three bills, the fetal tissue, this other bill, AB 311, that will cut all reimbursement rates for birth control for family planning clinics. And then this one, you know, I think the Republicans are looking at this and knowing they have to give something to the extremists. And I think this one is going to get through, the federal cut, the federal cutting to Planned Parenthood and other health care providers. And I think it's going to be devastating. I don't think it's going to serve the women of the state. This bill isn't about providing care that women desperately need in the state. It's not about saving lives. It's a punitive political bill.
Boy, we have less than a minute to go. Can you tell us about this bill where you are calling to update the state's law regarding rear-facing car seats?
Yes. Our state law is out of date. It says that parents can turn their children forward-facing when they're a year old or 20 pounds. The most recent evidence says no, that is not the safest way. The safest way is to keep kids rear-facing until they're two, just because their spines are not developed to withstand a serious crash when they're forward-facing. So it's all about the skeletal development. Mm-hmm. It's not about weight. It's not about height. And that's the safest way to do it. So if your child does still fit within the manufacturer's recommendations for height and weight,
yep.
the safest way is to keep them rear facing until they're two.
Thank you very much for being with us, State Representative Chris Taylor. This is the Ideas Network.